Blog Talk Radio.
Within my comfort zone, I was doing just enough to get by. I was working on a job. They paid me just enough to keep me from quitting, and I worked just hard enough to keep from getting fired. How many know people like that? Blink your eyes and you understand what I'm talking about. I was parked. I knew I could do more. But when my mama died, it took something out of me. When I went through a divorce, it took something out of me. When my best friend died, it took something out of me. I parked. And somebody said that life is like an onion. You have to peel it one layer at a time. And sometimes you cry. Life's going to happen to you when you have a dream. You're going to get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? Why not you? Who would you suggest? You want to give us some names, some email addresses? And don't tell everybody. 80% don't care, and 20% glad is you. It's called life. Suck it up and move on. Get over it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Word on the Streets. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Good evening. Welcome back to Word on the Street with your host, extraordinaire, and Mr. Keith Fletcher.
Yeah, I like that. Mr. Keith Fletcher. How you doing, extraordinaire? How you doing?
Good evening, good evening, everyone. We're so excited to be back in your homes and hopefully in your hearts. I am extraordinaire, and of course, my co-host, Mr. Keith Fletcher. Folks, I thought we would open up just a little different because tonight is a little different than the other nights. Now, I realize that we're a brand new show. And you all understand what our mission and goals are. It's to encourage and help others to grow to a level in a place that they knew from the start in their life that you were meant for more than who you are and what you are. But we know how life is. Life throws curveballs at us. It's sort of like the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Life presents all those different things, and therefore we are constantly making decisions on what to do, where to go. And so tonight, my friends, my family, my loved ones, and all my enemies, whoever you are, tonight is a very special night. I was on Facebook posting, and I saw Keith. He had a video not very long ago, in fact, his very last video. And he just was so serious as he was walking his dog. And I said to myself, and I called him, I said, look, man. That's the show right there. This is the show. That's the show you need to talk about that on tonight's show. And so this is where we're at, and this is where we're going tonight, because Keith got some things he want to talk to all of us about decisions. And the reason why I know it's important, because it stopped me in my track. And if it stopped me in my track, chances are stop you as well. Because life is that way. It's just not one person. So folks, my co-host, the one and only, my friend, my brother, Keith Fletcher, come on in this house and tell us what's in your heart and what's on your mind.
Thank you, Action. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're going to play the music while I'm talking? I need some little soft music while I'm playing. Play the bass. Tone it down a little bit, man. Turn it down a little bit.
It's all the way down.
Man, you turn it down?
All man, the way.
The day I was talking on walking my dog, man, you know, I just be going over my life, man. And like I said, I done did a lot of things, man, a lot of good things. Well, not that many good things, I'd say, but a lot of bad things. But I review myself all the time. I check myself all the time. Why? Because you wonder, why was I in this situation? Why did all these things happen to me? You know, and I studied that, and I studied that, and, you know, and I started talking about it. A lot of people say they like me talking. I can't stand to hear myself talk. But a lot of people say I talk about things and they grab them. I think it grabs them because I'm just free. I think I say the things that people want to say. Maybe want to be honest, but they don't want to say it because they're embarrassed, they're scared, or whatever. They don't want to say it. I just say it. You know what I'm saying? Because I done been through the ringer. But the reason I go over things, things about myself, man, I figured out some things. You know what I'm saying? I looked at my life between the ages from 18 to 35, man. My life was in a shambles. It was in shambles. I nothing could go right. Everything went wrong. You know, so I just trying to figure it out. I'm saying if I go left, hey, left was wrong. If I went right, right was wrong. If I went straight, it was still wrong. Everything I did was wrong. And I used to blame everybody. I blame the job. I blame the military. I blame if my car broke down. I blame that. I blame the tires. I blame everybody. I blame the wind. I blame the summers, the spring. I blame all the seasons. I had to blame for everything. You know, I blame the white man. That was the biggest thing. The white man did everything to me, so I blamed him. But I was just playing the blame game. And I just couldn't get it right. So I started looking, man. I started trying to figure this out. And that blaming brought me to that sofa with nothing. Not a penny, not a dollar. I had to call my family member to see me the money to leave the place I was at. Because I was doing all that blaming and not even thinking, not even planning, not setting no goals or anything. So when I had that time with God, you know, people say God is, you know, he always there with you. He always there with you. But see, God, let me tell you why I don't figure it out. God be there with you, but he waiting. You got to do some things before he come and say, all right, my son, I got you. You got to do some things. You got to do some looking in the mirror yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to start checking. So that's why I say when I start talking, I start realizing it's my philosophy. That's what it is. It's my philosophy. The way that I was raised, the way that I thought it, all that was all born inside of me while I was making mistakes, why I wasn't succeeding, why everything was going wrong. And I was doing all these blaming and all this, so I had to think about what is going on, why am I, what? I'm looking at everybody else, why they winning, why they is. So getting that looking at yourself in the mirror, you say, I can't blame nobody else. I can't blame my ex-wife. I can't blame this. I can't blame my mom. I can't blame my daddy. I can't blame I was born in Oakdale, a little small town. I can't blame that no more. So when I stopped blaming, and when I got up and said, hey, I want to do something to change my situation, I started doing something for myself. Okay, let me get some education. I need to learn some things. Like I said, I never read a book. And the crazy thing about it, my mom was a librarian. My mom was a teacher. I'm saying, I didn't pick up one book, but I'm blaming everybody. So I started reading things, started hearing things, getting motivated speakers, talking to myself. Had to reprogram myself. I want to tell people not to renew your mind. Some of that stuff that you grabbed when you was a young kid and stuff, it had some bad stuff in it too. You had some good stuff, but you had some bad stuff in it too. And that bad stuff was causing me not to have nothing. Because, yeah, like I said, you can't blame America. Like you say, America this, America that. Man, it's all we got. What you going to do? Then we're going to blame the earth? What are we going to do? We're going to fly. Well, we're going to the moon now. Can't do it in the earth. No, I had to deal with what I had. So when I start blaming, I start retooling myself, retooling my mind, retooling my education. Because I say, if you knew me back then, you knew you ain't want to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I look at it back then, man, I was a fool. I mean, everybody knew. I said, my family came to Texas and came, well, they weren't going to call me because they didn't know what I was into. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't bother me, but when I got older, it bothered me. I was at home, and I told my son, I went to Oakdale, and I told my son, go walk the street. And my son come back. He said, Daddy, they saw me, man. They said, you look like you. I look like you. That's a proud moment. And I'm like, okay, you look like me. Daddy, boy, they were telling me you were fighting all the time. What? That's all I'm going to leave on this earth. That all I did was act a fool and fight. God, man, that hurt right there. That hurt. All somebody gonna remember me is fighting all the time. I got some work to do. Now, see, when I start changing my ways, thinking all that, then that when God said, "Okay, you ready now? He ready?" He didn't say, "I'm gonna test you. Let me test you. Let me see if you ready. I'm gonna do some things. I'm gonna get some things until you see you ready. Are you? That old key still up in there?" And he started working on me. He started giving me little things. You know what I'm saying? Showing me little things, and I mess it up still. I would mess it up so royally. You know, then I go crying to him again, and he'll come back 60. But I was a little better than I was. I was thinking better than myself, because I was educating myself. I started planning. I started writing goals down. I go, I want this. You know, back then, between that 18 and 35, you know my goal was? I want some gold teeth. I'm going to give me a gold teeth. I'm going to give me some rims. I'm going to put some music in my car. That's what I was thinking about. But my bank account had a negative on it, overdraft. My 401k, I hit that about 10 times. I can build it up, take it out. Build it up, take it out. Nothing. No understanding. My mama telling me, keep this. I had all good people around me, but I didn't want to listen. I had no understanding. My philosophy was messed up. So I started listening. I remember I called my mom, man. We laugh about it today. I was so beat down, man. I said, Mama, please, I need to talk to you. Tell me what to do. Please tell me what to do. And that'll be an old fashioned, gonna tell me, I can't do it, son. I said, Mama, listen, you've been fussing at me for years. I'm ready to give myself to you. Tell me, I can't tell you nothing. You know what, you know. I said, well, Mama, I don't know. She said, look, I got to go out and told you what to do now. I done said what I had to say, hung up on me. And she was right, that word, you know what you don't like. You know what you want. You know you don't like jail. You know you don't, you like having money. You know you need a job. You know you got kids. You know what so much you know. I knew all the things, okay, I wanted all the things, so I knew all the things I didn't want to do too, so I got to stop that too. So when I stopped doing that, then I said, okay, I'm going to have to give me a job. I'm going to keep that job. I'm going to get on the job and do what it takes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meet me somebody. I'm going to treat them right. I'm not going to disrespect them. I'm not even going to disrespect myself. So I started working on myself. Now when I start working on myself, I'm serious, man. Between the age 18, 35 was nothing. It was that. But from 35 to where I'm at now, things start changing. I'm serious. Changed so drastically on me. I ain't start blaming nobody no more. You know, I tell my daughter that, man. I say, man, my tire had a flat. Now you go to your job and you say, well, I had a flat on my tire. And they should understand. No, I was going to get new tires. You know what I'm saying? I never have a flat tire. I had my car tuned up. I just go get it tuned up now. Before, I ain't never think about getting it tuned up, get the oil, checking everything. Start moving different. My bank account started going different. I ain't have no excuses anymore. I took care of things. I'm going to pay people on time. Oh, I got to complete something. I'm going to pay people on time. And then one day I said, man, I laugh. I said, I'm going to work out. I said, man, you know what? I never complete nothing. I need to complete something. So I get in the gym. I said, I'm start working out. Man, that devil, all my friend, my family, they telling me, boy, what you trying to do? Laughing at me. And I said, I'm gonna be built nice, you know. I'm just pumping it up, and I'm telling everybody. They still tearing me down. Now, I mean, my daddy, when I started getting that point, my daddy come, boy, you walk around like you think you're doing something. I said, look at the devil. He gonna be the main one I show. But when I completed, man, I get to a point, I said, okay, what I need to do? I bought this big Arnold Schwarzenegger book, and I started reading it. I ain't just look at the pictures. I used to just look at pictures, but I'm actually reading something. I'm getting details. I'm learning something. Then, I'm going to be a trainer. Now, then I said, I'm going to go get me a certification. Then I started working at the gym. I said, I'm going to work at the gym part-time while I'm working another job while I'm learning. And, man, I'm telling you, just shot off. It just shot off. Things started happening for me. Then I thought, oh, I got to start talking different. I can't talk like I was. I can't use that street language anymore. I got to stop all that cursing. Now, the cursing is still there. God made it. I got that from my grandmother, but that's still there. I'm working on it. But it started talking better, acting better. And then people started looking at me different. And when I go to a job, it was looking at me. I wouldn't worry about things like that I was at first, you know what I'm saying? They don't want me. All that doubt was in there. So I'm serious, man. I'm serious. From 18 to 35, man, nothing went right. I used to tell my ex-wife every year, man, it got to be a storm. But when 35 on, it was nothing. See, the storm was different then. When I had a storm, it was different. I was prepared. Even when I wasn't prepared, that's when God said, okay, I got you now, son. I see you ready. I see I'm going to do something to you. I'm going to do some things to you, but I'm going to do some things to show you that I'm in control. I let you think you was in control the whole time. Now it's my turn to show you who in control, because I felt, I'm ready now. Nothing can stop me. I got this. I got God said, okay, let me show this fool. He forgot I was there. And when he gave me that counsel, bro, man, and I'm going to tell you, I started thinking about the time between 18 and 35, all the bad stuff I did, all the wrong I did, all the mischievous I did. I said, it's over. It's over. I give it. I understand, God. I'm ready to sign on now. Told my old lady, get the casket, pick out the headstone. Hey, if you got insurance, this is what I want you to do, this. Because that's the type of person I'm a warrior. I understand. Women don't cry for me. I remember my wife told me, you ain't going nowhere. Men don't get an argument. I'm like, you fool. What's wrong with you, man? You crazy? Lose your mind. It's over. I am dead. Damn, see, that devil working in your mind, dog. Then I had a friend that was going through it. I was in the gym. He was going through cancer the same time. And he died a month later. Oh, yeah. I know I'm dead. I know I'm gone. I don't know where I'm going, but I know. I don't even care. I know what I did wrong. Let's go. I'm ready for this ride. Then he came and told me, he said, no. Hey, listen, son. I'm going to put you through this. I'm going to put you through something, and it's going to be hard, but it ain't going to affect you at all. I just want to do this for somebody else. I said, what? I'm going to do this for somebody else. And when I went through it, the first surgery, like you say, wasn't nothing. Then he said, a priest and I talked to me. A priest said, hey, man. Priest come in one time, he want me to come speak and preach. I was like, man, are you crazy? I'm not talking to nobody. Man, what's wrong with you? Is he crazy? My mama said, Key, he wants you. I know he don't, mama. He don't want me. That's a lie. Who am I going to talk to? Who? Who want to listen to me talk? You hear what I'm saying? Who want to listen to Key Fletcher? No, man. No. Matter of fact, when I was going through the surgery, I woke up and I saw, you know, my family all is black. You know what I'm saying? I wake up, I see a spot, and I'm on drugs. I see a spot. I'm like, what the hell? I said, who the hell is that? My dad says, the priest. You know, my language, I got a bad mouth. I said, who the hell brought him here? What the hell he doing? I'm thinking he about to get my last rite to me. And then the man, he tell me that he want me to go speak. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Get out of my room. Bye. And he stayed the whole time with a laugh. But anyway, so I'm just saying, man, how my life between that side, the decisions I started making, man, even for my family. So when I came out of that, man, God just, man, but it started all back when I decided to get myself. God was already there waiting on me, looking at me, look at this fool. Then he sent people in my life, you know what I'm saying? Man, like my little brother, he'd come in the little small little things he would give me. Hey, Keith, you can do this, be disciplined. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm listening. I mean, one time my brother told me something, and he said, man, you pay your car off, man. I said, pay your car off? Man, people don't pay no car off. I'm too dumb. Pay my car off? Pay cash? Yeah. Oh, no, I never been able to do that. Sir, I don't know what you're talking about, right? You're talking crazy. And my little brother telling me. Tell me about the 401k. You never spend your money. You never touch your 401k. I done broke that bank so many times, right? I don't know about that either. I'm saying I didn't have nothing. Didn't have no understanding. I'm telling you, I was 35 years old, and I made mistakes. I still make mistakes, but they're not heavy mistakes. I don't even sweat them. So people look at me now, they be like, man, how, what? I need to understand that people say, man, you don't know my walk. You don't know my walk. You don't understand my walk. You don't understand how I can walk around here blind. They be like, man, you blind. Yes, I can walk around here blind. I was blind just then. Didn't I just tell you I was blind? I was a fool. I was going in the wind. I was walking the earth then. I ain't got nothing. I can walk the earth, but just walk the earth? Yes. I'm going to trip. I'm going to fall. I bump my head, toe. That mean I'm alive, man. That mean I'm alive. That mean I'm okay. So when I started reading, I started talking, man. I started saying, hey, somebody else need this. Somebody else need this, need to know this. Because if Keith Fletcher, the person I was, as dumb as I was, lost as I was, can do this, anybody can. Then I started expanding my, I know about businesses. Oh, I started expanding my knowledge so much. I'm telling you, man, a person that didn't read nothing, I wasn't going to read no book. I wasn't going to touch no book. But, man, now I can listen to videos. Oh. Now I'm like, oh, the money. Like I say, money, I tell people, man, money is not no problem. You can get money any kind. If a blind man can make money, what can you do? If I know what I know now, man, boy, have my eyesight. That all started with my philosophy. But I ain't going to have time to go into it. Then the other thing about, you know, the principles of the Bible, man. The Bible, then I start reading the Bible, man. Listen to the Bible and start showing me things in the Bible that help me with my life. I'm talking about stuff just the Bible used to be so complicated to me, just simpler things, man. These some kings that's walking on this earth teaching me how to learn, how to move around in this world. That's it. How to move around this world. That's me. I can be in the Bible. Because I got some terrible things that happen to me moving around in this world. That's what it is to help us move. Help us get around. And then God tell me, hey, Keith. All right, I'm going to make it even better. Here, I gave y'all that. We went through all that. I told y'all that. Now, guess what? I said, what, Lord? Because I talked to him like that. What you want, Lord? He know me. He know how I talk. He said, now, I'm going to tell you this, man. Give me all your problems. I can give them all to you. You're going to have give me all of them. You don't have to think about nothing. You don't have to think about your wife. You don't have to think about your kids. You don't have to think about your car, your mortgage, none of that. You don't have to think about nothing. Matter of fact, you don't have to ask me, Lord, help me pay my mortgage. Help me get a car. See, God don't wait. You don't ask me for nothing like that, Keith. So what I do, Lord? Keep your eyes on me. Keep my eyes on you. Keep your eyes on me. Now, wait a minute. This is what you're telling me. If I give you all that, hold up. Let me rewind this. I'm sorry. I know I got an uncle that's going to call me and say, that's a lie. You got to say something. You got to believe Jesus died on the cross, give his blood to you. And, you got to say that again. Hey, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. It ain't perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect, but you get to go read the Bible. You get the rest of it. But go past that. And then I can give him all this. Just take over. Just keep my eyes on the Lord. Try to follow them Ten Commandments. Did you hear me say try to? Try to follow them Ten Commandments because it ain't meant to follow. It ain't meant for to make them and complete all those. And just praise me. Go out there and get some work done for me. Look what I'm doing. I'm doing this work. I'm here talking to you. I'm doing exactly what he told me to do. I said I wasn't going to talk to nobody. I wasn't going to do anything. What I'm doing. Me and Keith Fletcher that were fighting, acting a fool. Here talking, telling his life story, telling you all these things I'm saying. And I, like my uncle said, that's scripture. I give you some scripture. I can't tell you a scripture, but when I start preaching, start saying what I'm saying, it's a scripture. I just want to help somebody. I just want to help somebody that's 18. Cause some of y'all old folk, y'all stuck in y'all ways. But them young ones that we say, what's wrong with these young kids? That's what's wrong with them. They lost. They don't understand. They don't understand where they're going. They don't understand them little failures they make. They just keep making a failure, and they just keep on going. You know how they say an apple a day was, you know. So if you just say you do a Twinkie a day, that's all they're doing. They're doing a Twinkie a day instead of apple a day. Over time, you're going to get fat, lazy. Things going to start happening to your body. That's all they're doing. They have lack of discipline. Then you go, oh, God. God said, no, you got to do some things. You got to say some things. You got to just, you got to do it. You got a choice. He already gave it inside you. I'll put it inside you. Figure it out, man. I'm waiting on you. And then he said, you know what he told me? All these people think, you know, they want a blessing, Keith. I said, they do, love. He said, guess what the blessing is? I said, what is? You woke up. I woke up. You woke up. I woke up. Yeah, you woke up to do all the stuff. Hey, forgive me for them sins, Lord. I get woke up to do better the next day. I woke up to fix some of the failures I made. I woke up to change some things. That's a blessing. I woke up that next day to become a millionaire. I woke up that next day to become a better father. I woke up that next day to become a better husband. That's the blessing, man. So when I get up in the morning, like I tell people, I get up at 3 in the morning, man. I can't wait. Thank you. I woke up. I'm going to get my mind right. I'm going to give them all this due. Then I'm going to get my body, my soul right. Then I'm going to get my body right. That's the blessing, man. I done talked enough to y'all. I'm going to get this back to extraordinary. But that's what I be want to say, man. That's inside me. And that's what I'm going to be preaching. That's all right. Gonna be, let me start it out. I'm not no preacher. I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to be saying. And you're going to see me because I said 3 years ago, two or three years ago, that I'm going to be doing this. I say I'm going to have somebody pick me up. Somebody going to help me set up me a YouTube or set up me a radio station. Look what I'm doing. I got people already calling me talking about they want to help me do things. I need somebody to help me with this social media. Somebody got to come and help me with this social media so I can get this out. Again, we got some T-shirts coming. We got some hats coming. God is working. All because I decided to get my philosophy right, get my thinking right, read a book. That's it. The simple thing right there. But it's simple, but it's hard. It's hard to believe. But I got a question. Look at your life and see how it's working for you. See if it's working all right for you. If it ain't working all right for you, try it. Try what I told you. Keep listening to it. Cause I'm going to take this down. Last week, we talked about beliefs. We talked about success, decision. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to build you up. Then I'm going to start giving you stuff about credit. Then I'm going to start giving you stuff about business. Then I'm going to say about business credit. All right, man, we're going to bring some people on to talk about how they started their business. We're going to bring people on that have lost everything, that built it back up. We're going to come and help, man. We're trying to heal people. We come to heal this place, man. That's why we start right here, and we're going to build our own tribe, and we're going to from small to large. I just want you all to come in and get this love, and we all come together because we ain't got nothing apart. We don't have nothing. We got pennies. I want to be able to come to you and say, man, I need $20,000. I got some land. Let's go buy this land. Let's go buy these apartment buildings. See, that's what's happening to us. We think so small, man. That's what they're doing. They're buying all this stuff up on us, and we just sitting back trying to buy the little. I'm going to get a car. I'm going to get this. Small thinking. Man, my vision's so big, man. God, he done showed it to me. I want it all. I'm going to rake this whole world to get it. And I know you probably said you shouldn't have used those words, but I am. I'm going to burn it up trying to get everything he got for me. He told my king. He said I can have
friends,
it. So I got to get it.
I told you you was in for a treat tonight. This is what I heard when I tuned in on Facebook. I heard a brother who was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with fire shed up in his bones. And he had to release it. Did he release it tonight? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We got a lot of people in the chat room. What we gonna do right here? We're gonna take a little commercial, and after that, we're going to open up the phone lines to see what you have to say. Is everybody cool with that? My brother Keith, sir.
I'm here. I'm here, sir.
Thank you for opening up. Thank you for opening up and being as only you can be. Open, raw, and honest.
Hey, that y'all. This is Keith. I tell, like I said, I got the door. I got the hinges knocked off the door. I'm wide open, so let's go, man. I took the hinges off the door.
This is Keith and Raymond Airbnb that they are from whenever you're in the Dallas area. Check it out. Hello, friends. Whenever you're in the Dallas area and you need a place to stay, word on the street got your back. Look no farther than Charnew Palace Airbnb. It offers a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, Wi-Fi connectivity, security camera all around. And if you have a pet dog or cat, we welcome them at Charnew Palace Airbnb. Friends, whenever you're in the Dallas area, get in contact with us. Leave an email at wordonthestreet@extraspin.shop. And a Charnew Palace specialist will get in contact with you as soon as possible. And let them know you heard it first on Word on the Street. Not only that, Keith mentioned to you all earlier that we do have T-shirts. I'm going to be leaving a link on Facebook or wherever you all spend your time, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever, to order a Word on the Street T-shirt or Gotta Get Your Mind Right.
I call
we have
that,
both
man.
T-shirts
Gotta
available.
Right.
They come in
starting
of different colors. Excuse me.
I said, I coined that, man. I'm sorry about the rub. I coined that, Gotta Get Your Mind Right. That's it, man. I'm going to put one on for y'all. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to get it nice and tight, too, so y'all can see me in it. You know what I'm saying? So nice and tight, trim and tight. So go ahead, man.
Right. So what we have now, my friends, and once again, we're so excited that so many people join in, especially our family members. I'd like to thank all of my family members for joining in and tuning in. And so right now we're going to open up the phone line if anyone have anything to say. I don't know whose number this is, but if they don't say anything, I'm cool with that because I know it's probably a family member and they're not going to say anything, but that's all good. It's all good. Let's see. Area code 337. Let's see. Area code 337, 353. What say you? What city?
That's
Latour,
isn't it?
No,
Mulana,
Louisiana.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
Great, great. Our next
what
show
part,
is...
What part of the show you enjoy? What part did you enjoy? I mean, what did you enjoy about the...
Let me use my professional voice with you.
There you
Now, do you know who I am?
Diana Ross?
Close enough.
close
Lady
enough.
D.
Okay.
Lady D.
See, D stands for Diana. Diana Ross. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Diana Ross on the line.
Lady D stands for your baby sister.
I know it. I just wanted to have some fun.
Charmaine.
Yes, sir.
I know who that is. I know who that is. How you doing, Miss D, Lady D?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Yeah. I'm ecstatic that you was on this line listening to me speak. Cause we had a conversation a couple years ago, your birthday?
Yes.
Yes. I called you. I like to play little jokes on my family. I called you, and it was your birthday, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and like I say, my voice, I can put you, I laugh about how I used to talk. And you, I changed my voice and called you and told you that I heard it was your birthday and I was going to come out and take you to dinner, correct?
Correct.
And you was just blown away. I said, yeah, this, one of the brothers from the church is calling you. And I saw you at your birthday, and I want to take you out to dinner. What did you tell me?
Really? How do you know me? I asked, how did you know me?
I said, I've been seeing you. I know your whole family. I know your sisters, your mama, I know all of them. But I said, but I've been watching you, and I want to take you. I know it's your birthday, and I want to take you out to dinner.
Come on. I'm ready to go.
You was ready to go with a total stranger. I said, that's my aunt right there. I said, and then when I told her, we got done with our time, I said, you know who I am? You said, no, I don't really know. I said, let me change my voice. Time I changed my voice, you knew instantly. That's what I'm
saying.
Well,
we're so glad. I'm just ecstatic. I'm just ecstatic that you're on the line and you're listening in. I mean, having that family support, and I want to tell this to the world, I've been fortunate. I've had my family support my whole entire life. They've always supported me. I mean, they made me be the man that I am. And when I went through tough time, I remember and relied on what my brother George, Sydney, Annie, Ella, Backbone Ella, Solomon, John, the whole whole family. And then to have that type of brothers and sisters support like that, to have nephews and nieces, it was a responsibility that I had to give them. Something that you just can't give. It's a special something. But they taught me that, and I pay respect to them. Lastly, I want to say this before I forget that. Keith, when you was talking your talk, I never forget. Sydney told me this on one occasion, and George told this to me on one occasion. When you hit 40 and 45, you know what they said? It's real now, huh? And they look in your eyes. It's real now. And when they look in your eyes, you know what that means. You know what that means. I love my family because if I got to spell out A, B, C, D, E, F, G to you, then I didn't do something right. But they didn't have to spell it out because they did it right. I was a kid. So, family members, much love. Thank y'all for tuning in. Let's see what we have here next. I don't know what number is 575. Let's see who that is, Keith.
Good evening.
What's that, area code?
Area code 575.
Area code 575. Yes.
Hello there. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great tonight, and I'm enjoying your show.
We are happy to have you on. Keith, do you know who this is?
Boy, do you hear that voice? Listen to that voice. You hear that voice? Oh, sexy voice.
You hear that? my goodness, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey, you don't just, everybody starts shit when they heard that voice.
This is what it
voice.
Is. This family, this is what it's all about. This is what it's supposed to have been about, but now is the time. Look, None of us should feel guilty and beat ourselves up. The time is now. When Keith asked me about doing this, I had pretty much set this on the side, but he said, "Unc, I need you. Time now." I thought about it, was reluctant. Then I said, "No, yeah, that's true. It is time now." Because everybody knew me then, and for all of you all who tolerated me, I'm sorry. Really, I am. Because now I'm having to entertain Keith. And Keith is Keith got it going on. Just like I remember the fire, that fire we need now. You need fire to burn underneath you to keep things going on. Because if you don't have fire going underneath you, things sooner or later you have smoke. Sooner or later, smoke gone. Sooner or later, you got grass and weed growing up, and you don't have a legacy to look back on what things. All you have then is a common conversation about what we could have done, what we should have done, woulda, coulda, shoulda, or just things that are just buried in the grave, and buried in a graveyard that nobody tends to. So, great job, Keith. I enjoy it. I know everybody enjoyed it. You don't even have to ask that. But, folks, we coming up to our end. We'd like for y'all to tune in on Wednesday. Matter of fact, I'm going to chill. Keith, you already did the show. Won't you tell them about what's coming on next? Yada, yada, yada. Take it from here, my brother.
All right, we're going to do another show on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. You're going to put me on point of what we're going to talk about on Wednesday. All right, we're going to talk about what I'm going to do after the preaching. When God hit me, we're going to let you know what we're going to be promoting and putting it out there on Wednesday.
Okay.
The Spirit hit me. That's what I'm going to bring it out to you. That's what let me stop. I'm just playing. Hold up. No, we're going to talk about discipline. We're going to talk about discipline on Wednesday. And the reason that we're doing these series, man, I know we got, let me hurry up, Larry. Sharon there for the time. We're doing different things. Like I said, we went over beliefs, went over success, what success is. That night we went over decision. Then we're going to go with discipline. We're going to break all these things down. I'm taking you somewhere. We taking you somewhere, man. Because if anything, we get all these things down, then I start talking to you about getting your life together. Okay, Keith, now we're going to start talking about credit. Then we're going to start talking about paying your bills on time, how the credit works. We're going to start talking about utilization of your credit cards. We're going to start talking about your business, how you set your business up. We're going to start talking about how you, because your whole life is a business. Your whole household is a business. But we're going to tell you how to separate it, your personal from your business. Then I'm going to tell you what your personal key and business key, two different people. Because business key is bad. Personal key going to give everything away. He's going to give out all the way. The kids going to call, they need a new tennis shoe, they want the job. I'm going to give it away. But business key going to say, you better get out of here with that mess. You ain't getting nothing. So. We're going to talk about all that, but we got to take you through on this ride, man. We're going to take you on the ride, and we're going to bring some people to talk. We're going to bring some people to talk. You're like, you heard that lovely voice right there? You're going to hear that voice again. Because I know she didn't get to say anything, but she's going to come on the show. We don't know what day, but she's going to tell you what products she have. Because we're going to bring different people on, different products, different ideas, different views. I got a friend. I'm going to bring a friend on. I don't want to bring them on right now. I want to bring
seconds,
them on. They lost everything.
All right.
So.
All right,
folks,
love y'all. Thank y'all so much. As you said, we got a lot of stuff in store. We just getting started. And you already feel the love. And this is the kind of network we want to build, love, compassion, and encouragement to let you know you don't have to live the way you've always lived. You can do better. You will do better. Believe. Thank y'all again for tuning in to
Word on the Street.
Well, you know I'm going out with some music, though. It wouldn't be extraordinary. Thank y'all.